Well, the Great Dexter House Gardens are world-renowned, owned by great horticultural writer Christopher Lloyd. It turns out a Kiwi has been a crucial cog in keeping the gardens perfect. Aaron Bertelson has been working at the gardens on and off for more than 20 years, and he's now the veggie gardener and cook. And now he's released his first cookbook using the gardens as his inspiration. Aaron Bertelson joins us from Sussex. And hello, Aaron. Good evening your way.
Oh, yes. Good evening. Good morning to you.
Can you tell us first a little bit about the history of the gardens, the Great Dexter House Gardens? I mentioned Christopher Lloyd. I think he passed away in 2006, didn't he?
Yes, he did. The original part of the house is medieval. It dates from 1450. And then there's a 1550 Tudor hall house that was added on. And the newest addition to the house was a 1912 Lutyens-designed wing that joined the two halls together. And the garden surrounds that.
And yes, so the garden and the area, how great an attraction is this for tourists, for example?
I think it's a world-renowned garden. We have people from all over the world come and visit. We have about 52,000 visitors in the season. We're not open in the winter. We're open from April till November.
And when did you start at the gardens?
I first came here as a student in 1996 from New Zealand.
Right, so you've been there that long. Did you just go for a short time at the outset? What happened there?
Well, I was originally going to come here for 3 months to be a student and then go on and do other things, but I got the bug and stayed. I have left and come back for different reasons. So I went and trained in London, and then I was in Israel for 2 years working at the Botanic Garden there, but then I came back after that.
And this gardening thing, what attracted you to this in the first place?
Well, a friend of mine, Sue Butt, had gone to see Christopher speak when he was in New Zealand. And so she was the sort of inspiration behind me coming. And I wanted to come to England and garden somewhere, and it was her suggestion I came over. And that's how it all sort of started, and the rest is history.
And what jobs have you been doing ever since? We know at the moment what your position is. You're the veggie gardener and cook, but what jobs have you done?
Well, I've pretty much done everything. Hoovering, I've worked in the garden as a general gardener, and then 11 years ago, I moved up to the vegetable garden and took that over, and I cook for events and guests that come and stay in the house.
Okay, so the great thing about your book is that the recipes, they're just pretty simple ones, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not a trained chef. I'm a home cook, and so the recipes are influenced by that, and they're influenced by the seasons. So I'm very seasonal in what I eat, and the book sort of reflects that lifestyle.
Is gardening an obsession for you?
Pretty much, yes, it is. Yeah, I mean, I do have other interests. I'm not completely boring, but
okay.
I do have other interests as well.
Yeah, no, I never said you were boring. Never said you were boring.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was the inspiration for the book then?
Well, it was an accident, really. Gardens Illustrated did a piece on me, and they sent down a photographer, Andrew Montgomery, to photograph me in the garden. And we worked very easily together, and he suggested we wrote a book. So we started writing, well, he did the photos, and I started writing the book. And then we looked for a publisher to publish it. So it was sort of an accident that worked out quite well.
Okay, so you have some fruit and veggies, crops you just can't do without, don't you, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah. There's lots of seasonal things that we look forward to, artichokes and beetroot, certain potatoes that we plant year in, year out. And we look forward to when they're available.
And what do you believe is different about this particular book? I guess you're a gardener and a cook, aren't you, now? But what do you think is different about the book?
Well, I think fundamentally the difference between this book and a lot of It's pigeonholed into the cookbook range, but I think it's much broader than that. A third of the book is cooking, but I'm fundamentally a gardener, so it's written from a gardener's point of view. So it's practical. It's a very practical book as well. It's not just recipes, but you know, how to grow the vegetables and why I grow particular vegetables. So it's usually that a cookbook's written by a chef who has a gardener, but I'm the gardener who cooks.
Yeah, but you have a Middle Eastern breakfast dish in there. What's that about?
Well, I lived in Israel, so it's a place that's dear to my heart, and it's a recipe I really enjoy. It's shakshuka. You don't just have to have it for breakfast, but it's very nice at breakfast, and I wanted it to be included because it's something I make here at Dixter, and it's worthy of the book.
Why don't you have onions in it? You replace it. You use leeks, do you?
Yeah, because onions can dominate a meal. You've got to be careful slightly with onions. And we don't grow onions at Great Dixter because we're on heavy clay soil, so they rot off and they get problems. But we grow leeks, so it's natural that I'd rather take it from the garden to cook with it than have to purchase it.
Okay, I like onions, though. I like onions.
Well, that's great.
Leek's not a bad thing either.
No.
Yeah. So you've worked in some amazing gardens. Any particular one that is a standout for you?
Well, there's a garden in the Netherlands, De Verse, which is the most beautiful garden, I think, that I know, and a very special garden. It's got an incredible... It's a private garden, a lovely family that own it, and I'm very privileged to be able to go and stay there regularly, but they have a great kitchen garden. They're fantastic cooks as well. And, yeah, it's a beautiful old country estate in the Netherlands.
How do you manage such a mammoth garden? I mean, how do you go about this?
Well, it's like a lot of things. It's a team. We've got an amazing team at Great Dixter, and you know, it's having the right people in the right place who can help you out. You know, no one man can do everything, but it's finding people who are good to come and sort of do the things that you can't get to.
And what's the best advice you can give for keen gardeners then?
Have a garden that's manageable. Don't go over the top. You know, a lot of people have, you know, watch a few programs and have grand ideas and take on too much, really, and then it becomes a burden. I think, you know, be realistic about what you can manage, what your lifestyle allows. If you've got children playing sport all weekend, you're not going to have much time for the garden. So, yeah.
Just before you go back to Great Dixter, some of the buildings there. How old are they? They look like the Middle Ages.
Well, they're medieval. Yeah. You know, but they do have heating, so it's not too unbearable. So the oldest part is medieval, 1450, and it's a timbered hall house, which is in keeping with the architecture of this area.
Well, thank you very much. Very interesting, and all the best with your book. That is Aaron Bertelson out of Sussex in the UK.